You're listening to a podcast by the United Nations Research Institute for Social Development and the United Nations Non-Governmental Liaison Service.
We are basically talking about the need of evaluation in this field and impact assessment and proposing a way forward to do this with the means available at the moment and with our capacities and networks that we have for now. Oh, how do I go on here? Ah, there we go. So there has been, just to start off, there might be again people in the room who are new to the field, so for them the takeaway will probably be that we're at the step now where we start to seriously measure the impact and have standardized processes for that across the whole field of complementary currencies. For those who are in the field and working with us, this is kind of showing you what's already happening and what, for example, the Community Currency in Action project that I work on is doing in the field. So in terms of impact assessment and evaluation, there had been a number of studies and work done over the last 20 years. There are some of the papers on top of this slide showing you kind of the background that we are working against. Now for this paper, we have Christoph Plass, who worked on this last year in type of a literature review on what other fields of alternative finance are doing. And myself in the Community Currency in Action project, now an EU-funded project with various partners across five countries and several community currencies, all with public sector engagement. I kind of have the mandate and the need there to come up with better ways of evaluating and standardizing these processes. And Maria Ginamo, also here from Geneva, actually worked for her master thesis on a feasibility study on a currency system here in Geneva and also was looking into these issues there. Two parts to our presentation. First, kind of the categorization, typologization, and particularly looking into the different intentions and objectives of currencies, kind of for the newcomers here to show you what these things are all about, which is, of course, very important if you want to evaluate them, which is the second part, because you need to evaluate them against their specific objectives. And there I'm showing you what we're doing in this CCIA project and the theory of change methodology as an approach to that.
So before evaluating CC impact, it's important to know them. Nowadays, there is no clear categorization yet, because there's a wide range of initiatives, barter, mutual credit, convertible money, currency, and moreover. The last categorization was made in 2012, and it was interesting because it both focused on operational and intentional aspect. We tried to do a synthesis of the 2004, 2011, and 2012 category proposition, and we found that CC focus on different intention. Some of them more focused on social, community, other-oriented, serving everyone, and other more on commercial, economy, and self-oriented, serving individuals. And some others, some focus on territorial aspect. Concerning objectives, which are subjective intention of CC initiative, we analyze both actor interest and key success factors, especially concerning the CC initiative in Geneva SSC network. And to divide CC intention, we decide to use the basic pattern of sustainable development's three dimension, which are the top one you see on this slide. And finally, as a synthesis to summarize those different categorization and intention objective approach, we made this table where you can pick up some detail. For example, for the economic dimension, some of the objectives are based on crisis resiliency, financial inclusion and credit clearing, client loyalty. On a social dimension, it will be more focused on, for example, public debt reduction, stakeholder value co-creation, citizen engagement, and on the environmental dimension, linked with relocation, eco-citizen behavior incentive, or eco-responsible label integration within the SSC network. Now, we want to present you what is our focus in the field of evaluation. Why do we think evaluation is needed for CC project are in both aspects. First side is on internal side, because CC project need to adjust design modality and functionality to of their currency tool among a project if it finally doesn't really reach the objectives. It also need to improve leadership, organization and planification project manager as a project management, sorry, as a project manager. So these aspects are for the internal side of a CC project. And for external side, CC evaluation is needed in order to bring credibility for stakeholder, public, government institution, and also legitimacy for legal integration. And finally, it's important in order to raise support for the fundraising through a genuine impact report.
So up till here, the third-year track record, all evaluations on currencies have been very fragmented. They have been basically funder-driven in the social domain. Social funding and subsidies had to be justified with scattered evaluation that always used different approaches, that talked a different language, that didn't really categorize the scope and space that the initiative was occupying in this wider field. Now, as you realize, we're talking quite meta level about complementary currency as a whole. And as a practical step towards getting to a standardized or a comprehensive set of indicators and maybe a scorecard for the evaluation of all kinds of different currencies, in the CCIA project, we took this approach of the theory of change framework towards building a bottom-up evaluation process. So what you see here is basically the outcome of a so-called theory of change stakeholder workshop, where you get all the stakeholders in an initiative together, and that is really the whole range from the initiator to the policymaker involved in that, the users, the redemption partners, economic and social partners all together. So you get a wide range of the different perspectives on that very currency, and you map it, as you can see in these basic three columns: short-term outcomes, mid-term outcomes, and long-term outcomes. So you develop a logic framework of how this currency actually affects impact in their environment, in their ecosystem, or in their community. And to all these boxes, all these clear articulations of what the currency is really all about, you can then find the indicators to actually validate if the currency achieved that or not. Done across a number of different currencies, you will of course come up with different theory of changes for every different kind of currency, but in the end there will be probably some common themes and common sets of indicators that we can use to compare currencies across the field. So this is one of the six pilots that we had in the CCIA project on a social time credit currency. There will be other things like this being done in the next couple of months on the business-to-business currencies, the euro-backed currencies, and the other models we have in there. Why we think that is actually a good approach has basically six benefits. One is that it's really applicable at all the different stages of a currency, so we don't have to be there from the beginning. Many currencies running already can do this as a backwards-looking framework to articulate the objectives and find the indicators, but it's also good at the early stage for actually for project planning and strategic intervention planning. It directly helps the communication and the public relations, if you like, of these initiatives, really making clear what exactly they're about and how they're proposing to achieve that. In that sense, it's compatible to very different stakeholder situations, if from grassroots initiatives to actually kind of top-down, public engaged big projects kind of along these four generations that Jérôme Blanc presented today. This methodology can be applied by the people themselves in a grassroots setting, for example. It's an easy workshop that everybody can do and already get a project to help them in their planning and programming. And it could also be done by a professional facilitator in a commission evaluation process. Then it's valuable as a standalone communication tool, or it's a building block in many standard evaluation frameworks, like the social return on investment, for example, always uses that as the first building block. And in all this together, this seems to be the prerequisite to actually have a peer-driven development of these general evaluation methodologies and sets of indicators for the whole field of complementary currencies. Concluding, especially with Christoph's work from last year, we kind of scoped out that many kind of sister fields in alternative finance, so the development agencies or the impact and sustainable finance investment schemes, if you like, and microfinance, microcredit schemes as well, all have their evaluation frameworks and pretty set models and strategies to deal with that. There's logic models and monitoring evaluation frameworks. There's all these very clear methodology that you can see with these long acronyms. On the bottom, this is exactly what's missing in the complementary currency sphere, and at the moment, that's why we're working on these bottom-up development of indicators and standards, and in the end, if we could end up actually with a dashboard that will make it easy for all these currencies to particularly show how they're working and why that is efficient and effective towards their objectives in an inclusive and bottom-up approach would be the final goal for this study. It's an ongoing work we're presenting in the Hague conference in June again with some more data on it. And finally, just to acknowledge our contributors and partners, there's the Geneva School of Business Administration that Christoph works for, and my work has been financed through the Community Currency in Action Project, which has 50% funding from the European Regional Development Funds. My co-workers are Susan Steed and Natalie Nichols at the New Economics Foundation.
Vincent de Mondalivet from My Recycle Stuff, Nicolas Brier from Objective Gaia, Etienne Ayem from Zupik & Co, and Tim Anderson from Grand Genève in Monnaie Solidaire.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
For your attention.
Thank you. I'm just wondering if you needed anyone to take a photo with you presenting with the CCIA logo in the background there.
We'll actually fake that later.
Okay, you will do the Photoshop. Good. I'm conscious of how do we play that game and bring more funds into this field. Do we have any questions for those good people of you who've read the paper already, or even if you haven't but have interest in this area?
C'est plus facile.
Well, it's easier for me to speak French if I can. I'm sorry, I got here a bit late after you'd already began your presentation, but there's something that struck me in what you said, underpinning that your method, the fact of having indicators which ultimately would apply to all cases. Do you think you could develop that a bit further? Don't you think that could give rise to problems simply because the different devices are so very, very different? And also because of the difference in assessment targets, assessment objectives?
To answer your question, so the purpose of the work, which is in progress, and the purpose of it is to integrate all the stakeholders, both in the CC movement and maybe wider, is to create impact assessment framework, standards, and dashboard for both general aspects, and also to increment and integrate all those aspects, both on objectives and indicators for the specific generation, community currency tools, and systems. And this is for sure the difficulty, because in community currency, some of them are very specific objective, very linked with a bottom-up approach and all of that. And in order to include them in a broad and general framework, we will need more work, and especially we will need to integrate them in the process of definition of both indicators and objectives.
And maybe just to be clear, if I say a common set of indicators, there will be one pool of validated indicators of which you pick your subset depending on what kind of currency you're running. Yes. That helps.
As I understand it, that was the positive side of the theory of change approach to evaluation. So it's more trying to help work out with whoever you're evaluating what your goals are. But so my question is more the opposite of that. We have systems which are providing menus of indicators. For example, the Global Reporting Initiative for the big world of corporations. And that therefore means that sort of people get to pick and choose. And I'm wondering whether we need something other than just a theory of change, that we actually have maybe a theory of change approach may not allow benchmarking to the degree that we may want to see over time. So what's your thoughts on that?
Well, that's totally right. And in this sense, the theory of change is really just the first step towards gathering and determining these indicators. And then if we talk about the scorecard, as a more established, firm process that people can actually tick boxes in a way towards their funders as well. The theory of change is really just the first engagement level to sort out the field.
Eleni, your question.
My question is on the same wavelength as the other two. Actually, I didn't see any among your indicators. None of them seem to be objective or measurable. And I would suggest that it is possible to have such more objective and measurable indicators.
There weren't any indicators in this presentation, actually. These were only
there were groups of
Of outcomes and objectives.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To all
among
these,
the
you
outcomes,
will
for example, there was nothing related to financial, economic well-being of the people participating in the schemes, etc.
So for
they have real needs in addition to feeling better.
Of course, no, and the one the theory of change that you saw was a social currency, it was a time credit currency. So the economic indicators weren't very prevalent. That wasn't what people saw in the currency. Now in our project, we have some very hardcore business-to-business currency that will only focus on these economic indicators. And if you see the sentences there, even on the theory of change, from there you will derive the indicator, which will be quantitative. So the well-being.
I need to read your paper. I only saw the presentation.
That's the 5 minute version.
Okay, thank you.
An important point is how the evaluations will be used. It's clearly that these could be useful to the currencies you're engaging. But I'm wondering, how are you engaging funders to find out what they want to see in an evaluation to give them confidence that this is addressing the mission of the foundations or the donors?
Ideally, the funders would actually be in these workshops, and they represent they constitute one of the stakeholder groups. So in this sense, they can influence that on that level. And it's probably kind of a ping pong game to find out where the funding stream wants to go to and how we can actually then articulate how we're matching that.
Check out our other podcasts, available free on the iTunes Store. For more information, go to our website, www.unris.org. Thank you for listening.